Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
We'll go back and forth. If you have that book, read it. Don't just... Apostle said you get the book, so you got it. And you haven't even looked at the table of contents yet. No, read it. It's fascinating. It's fascinating because the King James, you know, the Bible kind of compresses everything. But in a book like Jasher or other, I had another book I was going to bring this morning to show you something. But in that book, it shows you details of things that just some of the canonic scriptures don't show you. But he gets into, and Jasher's in there twice. You see it referenced twice. In the book of Joshua, it talks about the book of Jasher, and in another one of the old covenant books. So it's viable. Understand. Empire, when they started to handle or mishandle the Word of God, they curated it. They didn't just interpret it. They curated it. They took stuff out on purpose. Stuff that would give or empower you as an individual. Amen. They wanted you to look at empire as having all the power. But God never gave empire the power. God never gave politics the power. He gave it to the individual. That's why I ask you all the time, do you know who you are? That's important. So this is so important. Because after they threw him in the pit, they sold him, and they sold him into Potiphar's house. Now, Potiphar's house was where gestation, I like the word gestation. Gestation means hidden development. I believe that's where many of us are right now. If I were to get the temperature in the room, God has hidden you. You know, you still go out, people still see you, still, you know, but you're hidden. It's like, don't nobody really understand. It's like God don't give you nobody to call on. You got friends, you know, and then you can talk to people, but after you finish talking still, you still carrying it. Ain't nothing changed. You know, you can get encouraged, you can hear the word, all that, but it's a gestation period where God has hidden you and he's doing something in you. And nobody else. Nobody. Somebody say, nobody.
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 You better get used to that. If God is going to use you, he's going to separate you. You better get used to not being lonely, but being alone. Help me hold it. I got any chosen ones in here. You can be in the midst of a crowd and still be alone. Alone doesn't mean that you're lonely, like you're missing out on a bunch. No, it just means you're alone. You're there. You're a conduit for heaven. That's what Abram was. Let me divert here just a moment. When Abram took 318 of his household and fought five kings
with armies
to deliver Lot, all for old knucklehead Lot.
Amen.
What I say about Lot? Lot always chooses wrong. If you got a Lot in your life, you know he's a Lot, because every choice he makes is wrong. It is. Nephew Lot. But he defeated five kings with 318.
Yes.
Now you have to understand, and that book of Jasher will emphasize it a great deal, the type of grace and anointing that were on God's chosen people. They weren't just natural people that fought, you know, in wars and stuff like that. There was something supernatural on their lives.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Just like there's something supernatural in your life. But how natural are you?
Amen, amen, amen.
Because Abram, when they did that, right after that happened, Melchizedek appeared to him.
Yes.
The priest of Salem, king of Salem. Interesting what it says about him. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to who he was, but it says that he had no earthly beginning and no earthly ending. Now, who is this dude? Some say it was Christ incarnate. Okay, I don't disagree with that, but it says he was Melchizedek. He met with Abram, and he had communion with Abram.
Yes.
And then he said something to Abram, that he was possessor of heaven and earth. It was there that Melchizedek connected him to. Because right after that, the king of Sodom came. And wanted to bless Abraham, right? Wanted to connect Abraham to his goods.
Amen.
Abraham said, I'll not receive a shoe latchet from you.
Amen.
Lest you say, you made me rich.
Amen.
Hear what I'm saying here? Abram connected to heaven's supply.
Amen.
And he refuted the earthly supply.
Amen.
He's the father of our faith. He was the first Hebrew. God created the people through him. He was the first Hebrew. He come out of the land of the Chaldeans. His father was an idol worshiper. But it started with Abram. Hebrew, the word Hebrew means to cross over.
Yes, yes.
He's the father of our faith. So see, we're not governed by the natural realm. How many saints are, though? How many saints just look to the news? Look to what's going on in the world. To gauge how they walk. No, Abram made the choice there to connect with the heaven and earth. Tell somebody, God is our source. It don't matter if every bank went bankrupt.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
God is still our source.
Amen.
If he had to send ravens to feed you.
Amen. Amen.
If he had to have a widow woman with a little meal to sustain you. God's got a way for you. Come on, I said God's got a way, but you got to connect heaven and earth. You got to resist something. King of Sodom come and say, listen, give me the minute, I'll give you all of this. He said, listen, I don't want anything from you. Nothing under the table. I don't want your money. I don't want nothing you got. I don't want a shoestring. Because you will not only say you made me rich, but there are strings attached to what you got.
Amen.
So gestation, hidden development. He's put in part of his house. Now remember, Joseph was a shepherd, right? A sheep herder, a goat herder, cattle herder. But it was in part of his house where he began to, first of all, grow in character.
Yes.
Right? Integrity, leadership, and administration. He didn't have administration gifts. But it was the gestation period. See, where you are right now, if you are hidden, if God has you hidden, it's a gestation period. There's some things he wants you to learn.
Amen. Amen.
That goes back to what I said. There's something new coming towards you.
Amen.
It requires you to rest. Stop trying to get out of the gestation period. God has you there. And it's hidden. And sometimes nobody can relate. You can be encouraged, you know, and that, but you got friends and you know, but that don't cut it.
Amen.
Why? Because it's you and God. And until you look to him and get off the phone.
Amen.
And get off your phone. And say, okay, Lord, here am I. The gestation. He taught Joseph administration. See, this was all going or carrying him to the realm of glory. This was the road to it. Joseph didn't have this. He had the vision. He had the dream. It was conceived in him. He knew to some idea what he was supposed to do. the sheaves, the moon, and the stars were bowing to me. Knew that, but he didn't know the process.
Amen. Oh yes.
Stop bucking against the process.
Amen.
Sometimes it will seem like you are the farthest from your vision and what you want to do for God. Like you done messed up. Like you done missed God totally. Tell somebody gestation. Develop right where you are. That's why it's important to be planted. So that you can flourish right where you are. You got to get those roots to go down. So Joseph was in Potiphar's house. Think about a moment. He could have been trying to plot to get back to Canaan. Well, no, he just settled on in. Said, all right, my brothers done sold me down here. I'm gonna do the best and work with. Why could he do that? Listen to me. This is for you too. The Lord caused him to prosper. When he was thrown into the pit, there was no water in the pit. Amen. Reuben wanted to rescue him and take him back to his father, but Reuben left. And so God's timing had the other brothers to sell him. And he was out of it. When Reuben came back, he was gone. Because if Reuben had rescued him, then his purpose and his plan had been messed up. So God timed it just right. And then he went into Potiphar's house. Right? And he was set there to learn administration. But the thing that prospered him is that the Lord was with him. Tell somebody, the Lord is with me. Understand that. Tell somebody else, the Lord is with me. You not only have to believe that, you got to know that. Yeah. Tell somebody, you got to know that. When I don't feel like it, when I'm low, when I'm down, when I feel defeated, when I feel like I can't make it, you're going to feel like that sometimes. Yeah. But we don't walk by feeling. Yeah. Amen. As your days are, so shall your strength be. Amen. God is not going to forsake you. He's not going to let you down. But he will... I'm going to say, have you hidden? And in the process, he'll be hidden from you. But that's what you develop. That's gestation. What are you doing with what he put in your hand? I don't like this job. Well, you quit the other job. You got fired from the one before that. Just go through the process. And learn how to give thanks in everything.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.